Hi, today I want to share why I don't work in the office. So a lot of people thought it's just about freedoms and saving costs. I think partially it's true about saving costs, but the main reasons why we don't work in the office is because we as a company, we hire a lot of younger people, which a lot of people call them millennials or Generation Z or Z. They are those people that is idealists. They have their own way of thinking. They love freedom. They like to work at their own timing. And on top of that, my business involves a lot of creatives. It could be videographer, photographer, graphic designer, social media, writers. You can't bound them in a 9-to-5 or 9-to-6 job because writers and photographer, whichever creatives, we have creative block. You just can't wake up one day and you force us to work, and then that moment itself, we come up with a new idea. Normally, idea come out at night. For some people, it's extremely early in the morning. So by lifting up the time blocks and giving them the freedom, just assign a task that they need to fulfill every week or every month, it's easier and they feel happier. The challenge about company nowadays, people say it's hard to retain people, they don't have ownership. I think we can't put that totally in the faults of the employees or your staff. It's actually your culture, because if you want to give them ownership, you should give them ownership. I mean, ownership in decision making on where they should work, what they should wear. They could just go to the beach, suntan, and with their laptop and Wi-Fi, they can work. And as long as they fulfill. So I think for me and my company, the word ownership is really to give them the freedom of choice, and also to empower them with that power to make decisions as long as they are aligned to our company directions and fulfill their tasks and goals. By understanding that is our culture and why we don't work in the office, another reason is also we can have the extra cost to really invest in the manpower trainings or upgrading our skill set or investing in tools or equipments that we need to level up our quality of work. So if you guys are considering to implement working from home, like really for full time, then the first most important thing is to find the right person. For me, when we do interview, I remember when I hired my first few staff, at least we interview them 4 times or more. We don't just interview them about their skill. In fact, we don't look at their resume. I rarely look at CV and resume. Anyway, it's a template that's given from school most of the time, and they just put the best thing that they want us to see. Normally, I test them in their character and attitude. So the first thing I test them is their accountability, their attention detail. How I do that is I just say, hey, come for the interview. It's 9 to 12 o'clock. Please choose a timing from the choice below and reply me with the selected timing. Please leave your phone number, for example. So in that particular email, what happened is that I give them a very specific instruction to reply with me with a choice of time and also to give me their phone number. Whoever that doesn't reply with that, even though they come at the range of time that I give them, 9 to 12, no matter how early they come, it's already a red flag. Because if you haven't get a job, you just can't pay attention of what time to choose, then that's one big problem. The second thing that we are looking at is that, like you say, sense of accountability and ownership. If they choose 9:30, for example, normally I'll be there at 9 and they come at 9:30 sharp, then there's another red flag for me. Because if you choose 9:30, you should come at 9:15 or at least 10 minutes before. Because the only way you are not being late is not to be late, it's to be early. So that's the second thing we'll look for. The third thing we're going to look for is how you can handle corrections and also whether you can handle a mundane thing. Because as much as you're working from home, the job that you're gonna have, even though it's a variety, is still gonna be a repetition. So I'm going to give them a very simple task, and most of the time it's a paperwork. Like, hey, why not you collect me a list of contact number, email, website, and Instagram account for all the dentists in Singapore. I give you 2 days, 48 hours. You need to submit at least 50. The purpose is to give them whether they can work from home, have their own way of doing things, and the most important thing for me is also administrations, how they're going to structure the Excel file. You'll be surprised that people are gonna give me in a Google Words of a list of emails and name and Instagram. I don't even understand how you're gonna do that. some people give me in words and put a table inside. That's good enough, but why not just use Google Sheet and Excel where there's already existing table? Some people do not even know how to position column and row properly. So they will give you like in one column, the list number one, then it's like dentist A, phone number. It's just crazy. It's every row they put a new information instead of the column is labeled as names, email, and Facebook. So that's how what you look at. So if you want to don't work in office, retain your customer longer, then that's how you should do it. So if you're interested to find out more how to build our culture and how the past 4.5 years we built this kind of culture in our company, then feel free to let us know by commenting down below and share this video. Likes, it will help us a lot, and I will know what kind of video you like us to create. So that's it for today's video. I'll see you next one.
You've been listening to the Growth Strategist Podcast, the number one marketing show in Asia for entrepreneurs who want to get their messages out into the world. If you love the Growth Strategist Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review. Until next time.